We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, like seven lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, Mayim Kedei Loshuf Behem Esakilu, that the shear of Mayim for Hitzah is enough to put into the eye ointment, to mix the eye ointment with the water. That shear that you use to mix the ointment with is enough of a shear that a person is chayav for itzah. It's chashu enough for itzah. Omar Abaye, if I have a problem with this, he says, Mechti, this is the rule. First, I'll set down the rules and I have a kasha. Omar Abaye, Mechti. Kol milso l'shchicha v'lo yishchicha. When you have something that's common to use that liquid for and something that's not common. So then, ozul rabbana basa shchicha. When you're looking for the shear of itzah on Shabbos, you go basa the shchicha. Even if it's a kula, if it's a bigger shear. And the Gemara will give examples momentarily about this. Shchicha and shchicha, they're both shchiach, two different shchiach dika uses for this liquid. Then you go basa the one that's more chomer, the one that's a smaller shear. If they're both common, then you go basa the smaller shear. And the Gemara gives examples. Yain in our Mishnah, it said the shear is a shear how much you drink, you know, the shear that's made for kais. So yain, shisiyasa is shechicha, it's shchiach to drink it. Refuas lo shchiach, it's not shchiach to use it for refuah. Since it's expensive, wine is expensive, you don't usually mix it into the eye ointment. You don't mix wine into it. So also rabbanan basa shiyasa the shchicha lekula. Therefore, you go basa the shir lekula, which is the shir reva revius, which is much more than the wine that would be used to put into ointment. So they go lekula, that until you bring out the reva revius, it's not called haitzah. So it went lekula because it was more shchiach to drink. It's not even more. The word is not more. It's a shchiach thing to drink wine. This is not a shchiach thing to use it for refuah. And the same thing by chalav. Chalav achilasa shchicha, which means to drink it, it's normal. Urufasai, refuah lo shchicha, but to use it for refuah is not the matzui. Why not? Because it's expensive. You don't use it for refuah. So also rabbanan basa achilasa. You go back to the shear of gemiyah, shear how much a gulp is, which is a kula, which is a bigger shear than the amount for eye makeup. For eye ointment. Dvash, on the other hand, dvash, achilas is shchicha, or refuah is shchicha, they're both shchiach. They're both normal things, normal uses. You use honey for achila, and you also use honey for the refuah of the kotis we had yesterday to cover the back of the wound on the back of the animal. So, also, Rabbanan basa refuah is lechumrah. So, in that case, they're both shchiach by dvash. So, you go lechumrah, and you say, even you take out a small amount that could cover a wound, that's enough for itzah, which is less than the amount of achilas of dvash, achila of dvash. Even a less amount, they go to chumrah. So it means like this. If it's something that's normal, something that's not normal, you go back to the normal. If they're both normal, you go le chumrah, the smallest shear. So the Gemara kasha, the Gemara tomorrow, elamayim mechti. Shusiyas is shchicha, rufas le shchicha. Isn't drinking, is that shchia, because most people drink water. Rufas le shchicha, but to use it for refuah is not so shchiach. And part of the Gemara's kasha is that since you can use other liquids also, so it's not really so shchiach to use water. The main use of water is to drink, not for refuah. So you should go lekula. So my time, why do you have shachumra? We say a gulp of water is called haitzah. Why do we say a little bit of water that you can mix with the eye ointment is already called haitzah? What's pshat? So Gemara's two terutzim. Amar Abaye, Beglil Shanu, we're going in Galil, where the people were very poor, and they never ever used milk or wine or anything else to put into eye ointment, only water. And since they only used water for the eye ointment, that became shchiach, that became called matzui, that became a normal thing to put water into eye ointment, and therefore it's considered shchiach v'shchicha. Like dvash, we said it, both are shchiach, this is also called shchiach v'shchiach. That's one teretz. Rav Amar, afilu teima b'shar mekaymes, even other mekaymes, even other places, the minig was always to use water. What's pshat? And not the other liquids in the eye ointment. What's the pshat? Kedah Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, kol shak yonei, all liquids, masu, they can heal. They can put them into the eye ointment and they'll heal. It'll work. But the problem is, metali lotion of a shade, a tail of a shade. Metali, it covers over your eye. It dims your eyesight. Levar, besides, Mimaya de masu. Besides for water, then not only masu, the masu of lemetali. Not only does it heal, it also doesn't cover over your eye. It doesn't dim your eyesight. When you use the other type of liquids, milk or wine, It's a thick thing. It's not clear. It covers the eyesight. So good, it's used for eye ointment. It'll do refuah. But for the time that it's on your eye, it dims your eyesight. Therefore, it's much better to use the water that doesn't blind the person. And therefore, since it's shchiach everywhere to use water, so therefore, that's the shear that we mechayev itzah, because that's called motzi and shchiach. It says in the Mishnah, shar kol mashkin, all mashkin that we didn't say a shear for, the shear is berevius. The shear is revius. Tanu abanu inter b'raisa, dam, if someone is moitzi, blood, v'chol mina mashkin, all the mashkin, the shear is berevius, shear is revius. Rashim ben alozo imer, Shim alozo says, there are certain type of bloods, certain type of creatures, that will have a different shear. Shim alozo imer, dam kedei lichol ba'ayin achas, shkin koichlim levirkas. He says, that blood that's enough to put into one eye, that will be chayav haitzah. We'll see which dam in a second. Because they use this this blood, to cover eye when you have a problem of birkas. Birkas is some kind of like cataract above the eye. And they use this to heal that. Umayinu, which type of blood do they use? Dama, the tarnagel is baro. They use a wild tarnagel. Turned out a bird that's out in the wild bird, they use that type of blood from a wild bird, a wild chicken. There's another type of dam that's also a different shear than revius. Which is that? There's a dam that kedei lichol ba'ayin achas shekein koichlim liyaroid. There's a sickness called a yaroid that's like dots in the eye, that's more in the eye, dots, like little dots in the eye, or it goes from the white to the black. Loshon Tavlul, like the movement you find in the Torah by Kahanim, you can koichlin and use that for that sickness. You use a certain type of dam. Which dam? I knew, dama de karstina. You use a dam of a mole. Okay, it's type of mole, and use that type of dam. V'simanich. What's the simon to remember? Which blood used for what? Gava legava. You use the dam of a mole, which is something that you find in people where people live. It's an animal where you find where people's not out in the wild. It's something that lives with us. So that's for the eye ointment, for the eye sickness, the eye ailment that's inside the eye, which is the yaroid, which is the tavlul. And bara la bara, use the chicken, the wild chicken, which is found outside in the fields, in the deserts, in the fields, that you use in the forest, that you use for the eye ailment that's on the outside. That's how you remember which one goes for what. And the brayza goes further. The meredvar amurim, that the shear is revius, whatever shear it is. Bemaitzi, that someone is maitzi. Av matznia, kol shuchayv. But if someone's matznia, then even a little bit is chayv. So the Gemara is going to elaborate what it means. Losh and maitzi, both are being maitzi. So the Gemara is going to explain, matznia means if someone's matznia, then even a little amount, he's machshavit, I'll be chayv. Rav Shimon Eimer, remember, Rav Shimon is the one who argues on our Mishnah also. Rav Shimon Eimer says, Medvar Amurim Matzniyah, says the opposite, that when do we have all the Shurim and Matzniyah? Ava Maitzi and Echaiva Revius. Even the Shurim that we said smaller, someone for a Fua, to do one eye, that's only by Matzniyah, someone who puts it aside. Because even he needs a minimum Shir. Ava Maitzi, someone else's Maitzi who is not Matzniyah, then Echaiva Revius, then the Shir is Revius. There's a Rav Shimon Shitasa that holds that even someone who is Matzniyah Kolshu will not be Chayiv, has a minimum Shir. So that's Rav Shimon Shit. Now the Gemara is going to have to work out this Amed Var Amurim, and that, the Gemara will discuss that soon. One more thing, Moedim Chachamim L'Rav Shimon, the Chachamim Tanakam is Moedim Rav Shimon, that Moitzi Shoivchum Shisharabim Shirum Revius. He agrees that when you bring out dirty water to Shirabim, then it's Pasha, it's Revius. Even though water we said is enough, could they lead them Ba'ayin into the eye ointment? But still, regarding smelly water, that the Shir is Revius. And just like Rav Shimon says, that the shear for all people who are not matzniyah, the shear is revius, the chama moedet to Rav Shimon about that. Talk to Gemara. Said in the Braisa, Omar, medvar amurim b'moitzi. When do we say the shear? Let's say that the shear dam for eye ointment is only b'moitzi. Only when someone who's moitzi. Av matzniyah, then kolshu, even a small amount. What does it mean, matzniyah, kolshu? Otu matzniyah la moitzi. Why are we calling matzniyah? I should say, av matzniyah moitzi. What's otu matzniyah la moitzi? Why are we saying matzniyah? Matzniyah itself, putting something away itself, is not an issue. You have to be moitzi also. Otu matzniyah la moitzi. Amabaya hochemai skinon. It's trying to bring out a point, and we're bringing out the point is that this is going according to Madiyama holds that if someone, the Balabas is matzniyah, even if someone else takes it out, that will be chayiv. We had a sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar We had the shita before, and daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, I think it was, that Rav Shimon Elazar holds, that if you, someone else takes out his thing, then he's chayiv, even though he was a matzniyat. And that's going to be a lesson we're teaching us when it says, av matzniyat kol shu. So Abai explains it inside. Amar Abai, achumai eskinon, b'talmid, it's like an apprentice, sh'amalei rabbi, that his master told him, leich upaneli hamakon. You know, clean out this room for me. The suda, I want to eat a suda here. So halach, upinaloi, clean everything out. So dova choshev lakoil chayev lo. That's pasha dova, that's everyone's choshev yichayev. Dova sh'ena choshev lakoil, something that's not choshev for everyone, so then it depends. He asked the rabbi if his master put it aside and was matzniyat, gave it chashivas, mechayev lo, he's chayev for it's on that. V'loi lo mechayev. If not, he's not mechayev. But he is chayev on something that his master was matzniyat. And that's the chiddush to us, that matzniyat, even choshev chayev, even if someone else takes it out, even though he himself, who's the Maitzi, was not Matzniyat, but since the Matzniya was Matzniyat, the owner was Matzniyat, that's enough to make you Chayiv. And that's what he's teaching us by saying, it's going with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So, Gemara Vayit, Omar, Moidim Chacham Rav Shimon, Moitzi Shoifchim Shurabim Shashurim Ravias. He's Moidim that the share of Mayim Shurim is Ravias. And in our Mishnah also, it says, V'chol Shoifchim Ravias. And the Rashi and the Mishnah said that our Gemara will explain what to use it for. And this is the Bila Gemara. What do you use stinky, smelly water for? Shayfch lemay chazi. What do you use smelly water for? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, legavel behemes atit. Use it to make cement. And we're saying, what's the shear of vias? The shear is of vias. We want to make bring out. So smelly water, since you use it for cement, it's a much bigger shear. It's not a shear of drinking. It's not a shear of putting in the eye. It's a shear of making cement, which is a shear of vias. I'll show you a brice that says the shear of cement is different. Vatanya tit. If you bring out cement, k'day las ben pikur, even a small amount of cement, enough to close up a hole. They used to make a little hole in their ovens so they could stick in this like stick that could blow. It's like a blower to fan the flames, like a fan. They used to stick in through a hole. So you want to make that a hole airtight, so around the fan, around the stick of the fan, the handle of the fan, it goes through a hole. You put around a little cement to make it tight. So it's a very small amount of cement. So it says that's the amount of cement. Mechayef fayitzah tit kedei lasais behem pi kur, to cover, to close up the mouth in the kur, in the oven. So heck you say you need a revius, a tit even a small amount. So it should be chayef a small amount of water, because a small amount of tit is already chayef. Small amount of cement already is enough fayitzah. Well, no, look hasha pashtaris. Hold the megabel. When you have cement already, so then that amount of cement is very chashav enough. Hold the megabel. Here it is when you bring out the water. You didn't mix it with cement yet. The person will not make cement. It's hard work to make cement. You won't make cement, last is pikur. You're not going to make cement just enough to cover a little hole in the oven. That he won't do. He only makes enough cement as a revius, water of cement. That's the only time he makes, when he makes cement. Therefore, the water that we use for cement, of course, the shear is revius, because a person is not going to go out and make cement for such a little amount. It's not worth the tircha, not worth the effort. And therefore, if it's not cement yet, then the shear, of course, is a revius. Therefore, we need a revius water. Talk to the Mishnah Vayit. Talk to the Mishnah. We'll try to finish the Mishnah in this year. Talk to the Mishnah. Hamoitzi chevel kedei. What's a shear of a chevel? A rope. What's a shear of a rope that you should be chayiv? It's enough chash to be chayiv. It has to be long enough kedei lasis oizin lekupa, in order to pick up a kupa. It can be used as a handle for a basket. It's a wicker basket, and you want to bring it up and down. Let's say from the first floor to the second floor, you make a little rope fit or a little handle to it, and you can tie some rope to that handle. You could say this chevel is something that could use as a handle for a wicker basket. Gemi, which means a little reed. What's the share of that? K'dei lasis t'loi l'nav l'kivra, in order to become a handle for a sifter. Rav Yehuda Eimer, k'dei lito memenu midas min l'katan, in order, if you want to measure a little kid's foot to see how to make him a shoe, to give it to the shoemaker, so that's the share of this kana. And pashtus, it's probably a little bit smaller. It's a little bit smaller. You know, it's much avoiding the shayim like that. It's a little smaller than the shear of to make a handle for the kupa or the nap of a kivra. The Mishnah says vayter niyar, a paper. When it says paper, it means made out of grass or trees. That's paper means. So what's a shear paper that's chayiv? Kedelech lo kesha muchsin, enough to write on it the kesha muchsin. Kesha muchsin was those days to get across the water. That bridges. And there used to be people who owned the bridges. They used to charge a tax, a toll, to go across the bridge. And to show them they paid a toll, they used to give them a little paper, and they used to write two oisis on it. You know, two letters on it, and that showed that it got paid. So it's called kesher muxim. So it needs a paper that can be written on it that the toll was paid. Two oisis that the toll was paid. That's a shir, noyar chashev. Va'amoytzi kesher muxim, chayiv. And if someone brings out this piece of paper, he will be chayiv. He will be chayiv. Even though we'll see later on that the shir of klaf is bigger, has to write parasha of tefillin, but legav noyar, that's enough. And you, if you might see it, you'll be chayiv. Niyar machug. Let's say it's erased paper. Erased paper can never be used because everyone's choshed that you wrote, you know, that you forged something. So paper that was erased, then it cannot be used. So what's the share of that? That is enough of a share that you could cover a little bottle of perfume with the paper. That's what the share of niyar machug is. Legabe Shabbos hitzah. Or what's the shear of leather? Kedei lasso is kamei enough to make a kamei. Now you don't make a kamei out of leather. So what it means is to cover a kamei enough to make a little pouch for the kamei. That's enough shear to be chayiv. Klaf. What's the shear of klaf? Parchment. Kedei lichta v'lov parashah ketana shabatulim, which is the parashah of Shema Yisrael. That's enough to write that parashah. That's enough klaf to be chayiv hitzah. Enough choshev piece of klaf if you could write Shema Yisrael on it to be chayiv hitzah. How much ink? Enough to write two oisis, that's enough to be chayiv hoitzah, it's enough ink, that's enough chashav of ink. Kechol, which is eye makeup, that's enough to put eye makeup on one eye. And Rashi says the Gemara is an ass that one eye is not enough, no one puts makeup on one eye, so what's that enough? So tomorrow we'll talk about that. Devek, gluk, te'elitim ve'roish ha'shafshof. To put it on the roish of a shafshof, and then the Gemara will explain, Rashi said, what exactly is a shafshuf. Tomorrow we'll explain what the word shafshuf means. Gemara Farshas Rashi says, maybe it means a beam. We'll see when we see the Gemara. Zephes v'gofris k'dei lasis nekev. Zephes v'gofris is enough to be soisim a hole that when they used to have these metal kalim that they melted the silver in it. So they used to cover it and they had a little hole to pour out the silver. So that little hole they used to cover with some sulfur or pitch, or tar. So enough tar to cover that hole already is chashav enough, and you're not carrying it on Shabbos, it's chayav for that. Shaiva, with k'delitin al pi nekev katon, that's for a barrel, used to cover the barrels of wine, with a hole, with a spout, used to cover a little piece of wax, so that's enough to be chayav. Charsis, which is a little smashed up piece of earthenware, k'delasis pi kur, in order to cover the oven of shatzar feizav, the gold, the people who make the gold, we call a blacksmith who make the gold. By them, they needed this thing to cover the hole of the pikur. That was a place they put the fan in. And that shear of charsis is chayiv on Shabbos. Ruda imer, kedei, it's enough. Kedlasis pitput, to make a little leg for the frame that holds the oven. It's a little piece, a little thing, a little thing you put on the bottom of the oven under the leg to hold up, it shouldn't scratch the floor, whatever it is. It's enough of that shear of charsis, that's enough of a shear to be chayiv. Subin, someone who takes out these little peels of brand, used to use it up a fire a little bit, enough that they put into the oven the kiln of the tzarfezov. Because they used to use that when they didn't have coals, they used subim instead of coals. They used these subim instead of coals. Some learn that it means they put it on the door of the oven to keep the heat in. But either way, it's something they used for the oven of a tzar feizav, the people who melt gold. The Mishnah ends off. Someone brings out sid. Sid was used in those days. It was some kind of thing they put on the face and on their bodies, the ladies, to take off the hair. Like a wax. Like these days they have something like a wax. It was a different type of thing. It was sid. And they used it to take off the hair of the isha. They lawsued ketana shevabonist. In order to take off the hair of a small girl, Rav Yehuda Eimer, k'dei lasis kilkel. If it's enough, we'll see in the Gemara if it's what's more, what's less. But he says the shear is enough to make the hair take off hair off the temple of a isha. Rav Nechemya Eimer, the shear is the losud undefi. In order to be losud undefi, in the Gemara we have a few pshatim in that. Ad kana mishta with the different shiurim for hitzah.